Wasted so much time on people who should've just been ignored. If I slow down now, I'll pump the brakes. What was it all for?
What was it all for?
What was it all for? I'ma make this shit count, though.
Freedmen, huh? The Freedmen. If it wasn't for intent content creators making very interesting documentaries and observations and stuff, YouTube wouldn't have been the thing it has now grown to become. And then what they've done is they've said, thank you very much, but we don't want you anymore.
Yeah,
and we're
going
to make it so difficult for you to make content. And, you know, you're just going to give up, basically. And you're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is kind of what I did, but I still keep going back.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you do. It's like a drug, isn't it? The old YouTube.
I don't know. I get it. Like, people liked it more, you know, like, especially if you stream or anything like that. You can do it other places, but I don't know. Maybe it's just embedded. But what I did was I decentralized. So I upload to eight platforms. It's a pain in the ass, but it's worth it.
It really is a pain in the ass. For the listeners, like, you don't understand or appreciate the work we have to do to.
Oh my god!
It's like click of a button, and you can just distribute it across all of the platforms. That'd be so wonderful if someone could create an aggregator to do that.
Well, some of them said they did that, would do it. Like you could have Rumble upload automatically to YouTube, and you could have YouTube automatically upload to BitChute, and a few others maybe here and there, but not all in one. But they don't always work.
No,
you know, and then on my YouTube, you know, I've been deleted like 4 times, so
yeah,
I had to, and it takes a while to get. I just said, fuck it, I'll just do it all separately now, you know.
Laborious labor of love, man. It's a labor of love.
You're sitting there like, come on, hurry up, fucking 85%. You've been uploading for like an hour now,
and then. Especially remember BitChute when it first started, it would take sometimes
like a day or something,
a day,
yeah. It's not bad on since I edit on my phone, I'll come up to the computer and I'll record what I'm saying because I have a good microphone and everything in the green screen. But then I'll upload the raw video, which could be hour long, to Dropbox, and then I'll download it from Dropbox to my phone where I can edit on the go. And so then I'll save on my phone, and then what I generally do is once I got it, I'll upload it to YouTube on private.
Yes,
but I'll do it on private at first. Then I'll start uploading it on BitChute on my phone, and sometimes it takes fucking forever. Sometimes, and then usually I give up, just let it fucking upload to YouTube.
Yeah.
Come out here to the computer, download my own video from YouTube, upload that everywhere else.
Yes.
You know, it's a lot quicker on the computer.
It's a chain. Yeah. 100%. Yep. 100%.
Because, I got YouTube, BitChute, Rumble,
Odyssey. Rockfin,
Odyssey.
Yeah.
Band.video.
Oh shit, you're banned as well, yes.
I have been for like 2 years now. I do the only bad thing about it is I don't see how many subscribers I have there. It doesn't show you that.
Wow.
But I don't know, it just doesn't show you.
It shows you the view count though, right?
Yes. Okay. So I know I get a lot of views per video. I know how many views I get. Yeah.
Perfect.
It just doesn't tell me how many people have actually subscribed to me, but it tells me how many people have watched my video.
Okay. So.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
And I also upload to Facebook. I started a Facebook page like just for my videos like 2 years ago.
How do you find that Facebook crowd? Because it's a total different kind of.
It is. I don't know. And since I upload to many places, I don't even really have the chance to see so many comments.
Yeah.
But I will say when I was like still trying to keep in touch, I mean, just keep up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was fucking surprised how many people like were, you know, tuned in. But this wasn't my personal people, really. This is just, I started a separate page, you know?
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, but I was, like, surprised about Bill Gates and everything. Like, got mostly, you know, positive towards this point of view.
Good, good.
And Twitter. I upload to Twitter also. That's the last one.
Yeah, yeah. That platform is becoming a little better in regards, friendlier to content creators, should we say.
Yeah.
Being able to stream directly there live and that kind of stuff.
Well, I've been doing that for a while. Well, I did it on Periscope at first.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I liked Periscope, you know. I did. It was just Twitter live.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but
is that still going?
No, they got rid of Periscope. Now it's just Twitter. But you can still like on Restream.
Restream.
I was paying for Restream. I think it's about $19 a month. when I was live streaming all the time, and I would live stream across.
This episode is sponsored by Supreme of the UK. Click the link in the description and support the broadcast.
YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, DLive, and
oh,
I did it
shit.
On Facebook for a while.
DLive, is that still going?
I don't know, because I stopped paying for a while. I stopped paying for it because I don't really live stream much anymore. I take a break. I just need a break from it.
Of course.
Maybe I will again one day. And I mean, I will again, but maybe I'll be more constant. You know, I just live streamed last week on my main channel, but that was 7-year anniversary. But when I live streamed last week, not paying for Restream, I can still stream to YouTube and Twitter. So
okay.
For free.
Oh, it limits you, doesn't it? It gives you only like three options
or two
options.
Well, I think two now. I think okay. Two. Yeah, yeah. So I just did YouTube and Twitter. Even though I think they changed it, the Restream chat, because I used to not be able to see the Twitter comments, but I think I saw them the other day.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah. Everything's changing, updating. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Yeah, yeah. Swings and roundabouts, as you say. Swings and roundabouts.
Well, half the time, like any kind of like Facebook updates, I don't get, they're just like, every time I look at it, it's different. I'm like, I don't get it. You know?
the interface. Yeah.
How do I do this? It's so simple.
How are you finding TikTok? Have you jumped onto TikTok?
I've been kicked off it twice, but I am on it. You know, I don't post there much. I'll post some shit here and there. Sometimes, yeah, they kicked me off the first time. I got like 1,000 followers real quick, and some shit about Bill Gates or whatever. I don't know. They kicked me off. Then I did it again. They kicked me off. And now I have one there. I barely post. Like I'll post videos of me and my daughter like jamming.
Keep it like that. Keep it lighthearted. I wouldn't even suggest.
I mean, I did get like 2 million views on one TikTok of after the Budweiser thing.
Oh,
you know, after the Budweiser boycott.
Yeah.
I took a video of it's a video I found of a guy at like a baseball game or something, and he's taking a straw and shoving it through a hot dog, right? To make a straw out of the hot dog.
Yes.
He puts it next up a Bud Light. So it's like he's sucking a dick to get the Bud Light. And I just put like in the background, real men of genius. The old Bud Light commercials, you know. I of course I didn't say anything because you know usually I would narrate it, but it was just like real men of genius. Bud Light salutes you or whatever. And he's sticking a straw through it to make a wiener straw.
Yes,
that got like 2 million views.
That's nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Well, shit, man, I just got 2 million views last week on or impressions last week on Twitter last Friday.
Which video was that?
It was the clip. I made my last video about it, but it was a clip of Ozzy Osbourne in 1982.
Oh, that one, yes.
It got like it's got like 1.5 million views and like two last time I checked and 2 million impressions.
I've never seen that before. He looks so flipping young. I don't recall Ozzy looking like that.
He did that. I guess he did. He like shaved his head or whatever around that time.
Mm.
And that would have been like a year before he was touring with Motley, you know, it's a solo project touring with Motley Crue. Because I've read their book a bunch of times and other books too. And that's when he snorted ants when they ran out of coke or whatever.
Oh, the ant.
Yeah, that would have been like a year later. No, I don't even like fault. Like I came across that video about a month ago on accident, right? And I just like listened to it. It's like maybe the whole interview is like maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm not sure exactly. And she's like, where do you get your ideas from for your stage show, pretty much? And he's like me, and she's like, well, where did you get them from? And he's like, Adolf Hitler. And I cracked up laughing, right? It was so funny to me. It didn't offend me at all. I thought it was hilarious. But when they came out on Twitter, and I'm sure it was Sharon anyway, or some other PR or whatever on Twitter, saying you know they refuse Kanye West to use. And I don't care what he says either. I think half the shit he says is dumb as shit. You know, who cares? Yeah. It didn't offend me. It doesn't hurt me. But don't call somebody out like that. And like, you know, all virtue signal about it when there's video of you fucking saying, you know, you got all your inspiration from Adolf Hitler.
It's the inversion, isn't it? The virus is running rampant, sir.
The mind virus.
Yes. It's contagious as well. It's contagious.
Well, I know. Because you got to conform.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't
like,
say what you don't have to, but you know, I'm saying, but people do.
Well, we all have free will.
And I think
Not
certain
every will.
certain people are cut from certain cloths. That's a phrase I like to use these days because it's
Yeah.
clear. I mean, like I've if you wanted, like, let's go back to when you was at secondary school. You know,
What is that, like elementary school or?
secondary school would be when you're like when you go there when you're 11 to like
Middle
14,
school. Okay, middle
middle school
school.
for you then.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got a class of say 30 people, pupils, students, and let's say 25 of them want to do one thing. I want to be five who says no, I want to do something different.
Yeah, exactly.
I
Yeah.
would never want to be with the main crowd. I'd always want to do something different.
That's how I always was too, man. Like, I never liked anything that was like really popular. I always did my own thing.
Yeah.
Till this day, since back then, I wear the same kind of shoes for the
Yes.
most part, dress the same way, you know, a
Indeed.
band t-shirt and some pants, some Converse All-Stars, you know. Except back then, I had a cool ass fucking jean jacket with a big Metallica patch in the back, and I had a mullet, but it was, 1991.
I cannot.
But
Actually, you know what? I can't imagine you with a mullet. Would you have facial hair as well?
not yet, not yet. I didn't grow that too much later. Yeah, well, I mean, when I was in high school, well, I quit high school, but when I was like later teens, and
Yeah.
starting a band, I had big chops. That's why I had like big sideburns like Elvis. Yeah, but back then though, but I had long hair in the back, it was shorter in the front, and I wore a Metallica shirt every day, so I was called the Metallica Kid all through that time period.
Was it so fully sewn in, or was it safety pin on the corners?
My mom probably sewed it on for me
You
on
had
the back.
the proper one then.
I miss that jean jacket. It wouldn't fit me now, but yeah, I was a dirt bike riding. Well, when I turned 11, I still lived in Massachusetts. So back then, dirt bike riding, ice hockey playing, metalhead. But then we moved down south when at that age, so I just didn't play ice hockey anymore. But I was still a dirt bike riding metalhead,
This
you know.
is it, the old dirt bikes, and you had all the space and the land to do it.
Somehow, even though we didn't have a lot of money in Massachusetts, like I guess they would, whenever we moved, they would, like, we moved to places that were pretty much within distance of dirt bike pits. This is the early 90s and late 80s and stuff,
Yeah.
so like there was probably a lot more undeveloped land, shit going on.
Indeed, very
Yeah,
true.
but
Yeah.
yeah, we always
And
found,
health
like,
and safety wouldn't have been such a big thing back then.
no, exactly. I mean, I was all padded up. I wore the helmet, the boots. The one time
Okay.
I didn't wear, I didn't wear my dirt bike boots. I stubbed my toe on a boulder, and I was wearing sneakers, and it didn't come off then, but my big toenail came off later on. Yeah, so I always wore boots. I wore chest protector. I even
Chest
raced.
protector.
I
Shit.
raced. Yeah, I had 10 years old. I
So, are
raced
we
at South.
talking 50 cc?
80 cc. I had a
Far.
KTM. Yeah, 80. I had a KTM 80. I had 6 gears. That's how I learned how to drive a clutch, was on a dirt bike first.
Okay.
Yeah. My stepfather, growing up, well, I thought he was my dad. I thought he was my real dad, but he wasn't. I didn't know that till later. But yeah, he was really into dirt bikes, right? So as far back as I can remember, because he probably came into the picture when I was a baby, one, something like that. As far back as I can remember, at least,
Okay.
fucking trained me and raised me to be a dirt bike racer growing up. All in my
Shit.
youth, my first bike was a little Honda three wheeler, probably a 50 cc. I don't know, probably yeah.
I would say 50, yeah, for the three
Yeah,
wheelers.
and then that's when they still made three wheelers back then. And then I got a Yamaha BW80, so it was 80 cc, but it was like mini, but it had big tires. It
Big
only had
fat chubby tires, I know.
three gears. It only had 3 gears and no clutch or anything like that, right? And then I learned on that. Then he got me the KTM 80, which is a big boy's bike, 6 gears, one down, the other five or six up. Yeah, clutch, all that shit, and that shit that went. I used to jump over my little brother and sister. He trained me to race dirt bikes and motocross. He was all about it, man. But then when I was 11, we moved to South Carolina, and he ended up leaving my mom for an
Yeah.
18-year-old when he was in
Shit.
his early 30s, and told me the truth that he wasn't my real dad. I had no idea,
Shit. I remember
yeah,
you told me that
and
story the first few times
yeah.
we had to have that conversation. That must have been an interesting conversation and an experience for you as an 11-year-old. Like, what?
And well, yeah, and like it was after they had a big fight and all that, and he left her. And you know, my brother and sister are his, you know. I like now I look back and appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate him for that. You know, he may be an asshole, but we all are, you know.
To a point. And it's subjectual, isn't it? It's all down to the person having the experience.
The only thing that sucks is he's around here now too. I told him this. I told him I called him like after I had my spiritual awakening like a decade ago. I found where he was working and you know called him and told him all that I appreciate him as I look back, you know, and all that. But his kids don't like him, don't want to be around him. My brother and sister,
Okay.
my mom has a problem with him.
Yeah.
So for the sake of drama, no drama. There's not much I can do about it. I said my
Indeed.
piece, you know.
Yes. Yes. They need to get to the point where you've gone and had gone through that journey, and you've got to the point where, you know, you can forgive them and yourself and move forward. It's tough. It's tough, especially.
It kind of takes looking at it from a different point of view, you know, because this guy didn't have to do all that. He was my dad, you know, but that's what it took me at least. But that's up to them. You're
Yeah,
right. I
it
can't force
is.
anything.
No, unfortunately, you can't. You can just be the shining example and, you know, say the words that you can say and leave it as that. And the rest is in their hands. We take horses to the pail, and whether the horse wants to drink or not, it's totally on them.
But later on in life, I found my biological father, flew to Massachusetts, met him, hung out with him, smoked a bunch of weed with him. That was 2016. I was 36. And then he died in 2019. But in that 3 year period, I actually had to go up there. Not that I had to, but we went to meet him and have like a little vacation, stay up there a week.
Yeah.
Then like 6 months later, my uncle passed away, so I went up there for that. And was there for like a couple of days with my mom. Then my grandmother passed away like the year later, and I went up there with my mom, and then my family went up there to vacation because my Susie, my girlfriend, wife, whatever you want to call her, she's from Massachusetts too. We didn't meet up there though. It's just weird how things happen. We'll
I
go
know it
differently.
is that circle.
So she has family up there too. So yeah, four times. So I'm happy I got to meet him and shit like that, you know.
100%, man, 100%. And you wouldn't be in literally the place you are now, and you wouldn't be the person you are now without that.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it probably taught me a lot of life lessons, like the whole dirt bike training thing, you know.
Yes,
I, you know, get hurt, get back up. I don't know, you know, like
a
they gave me
process.
balls of steel, probably. Because he used to have that motherfucker had me jumping dirt bikes in the air at like 9 years old, you know. And he had a fucking 350 Honda three wheeler, and I used to ride that shit around myself. And I remember, because you're not used to three wheelers, they don't even make them anymore. They're so dangerous. Well, and then when you turn, I would put my foot down. It's habit because it's on a dirt bike.
Of
You kind of put
course,
your no, you put it down.
stability.
I remember one time, because back then in the 90s up north, where the dirt bike pits were, there was the road we lived on, a bunch of dirt bike pits, and there was like if you went for I don't know a couple miles, and went through some you know a couple of different we knew the paths. It went to some Italian restaurant or something. Right. There's like, well, I mean, there was one right there at least. And I remember one time, I don't know if I was there with my mom or what. Must have been 9, 10, maybe. And he's like, well, here, you drive the bike home. Whatever. I don't remember that at all, everything. So I remember taking this fucking three wheeler, 350 at 9 years old, going up. And I almost flipped it. I almost flipped it. Like I went up this big fucking berm thing. Right. And it stalled out on me once I got it up there. And I was so scared because there's a homeless guy's shack out in the woods. And we've been in it before. Yeah, he wasn't there. There was like a lantern and there was a machete on the wall. So I'm thinking Jason's gonna get me, you know. And I get it started
It's
back up and I make it back home or whatever. But and of course, like once he's like, it's like I knew you could do it, you know,
yeah,
shit like that.
responsibility. This is it.
Yeah.
You're a big man.
Yeah, it's crazy shit. I would having kids now, I would never have to do any of the shit I did when I was a kid, man.
Different times, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah,
Very
much
different
different.
times, you know.
Yeah.
It's around the perimeter of your property. That's fine. Yeah,
Yeah, exactly.
and sometimes they have to be in eyesight because these weirdos,
I
they're
know. I know. I live in a
God.
pretty nice neighborhood too, but we have a community post. Like so, this is last year, I think, or the year before, somebody said that there's a guy in a small red truck and he like took picture of her daughter in the front yard. I was like, fuck that. So, you know, we keep an eye on shit, you know.
Yeah, you have to. Unfortunately, as you say, the times that we're living in now, there are some, you know, it's not as innocent as it was, you know.
You can't. 10 years old, me and my friends would be just doing whatever. You'd walk around everywhere doing what we
exactly. Two, three blocks from home, and it'd be nothing.
Yeah, I'm at the gas station. I have a note saying, please sell my son a pack of old gold cigarettes. And no problem. 9 years old on my bicycle, you know, sell me a pack of smokes.
But you see, but even that, you're so right. My mother used to send me to the shop. I never used to have a note because, you know, luckily.
They know her.
Exactly. You know, and I'd feel strange. I'd feel so strange. You know, here you go. Here's the, what did it used to cost? It used to cost like £2 or something like that for like a pack of 20 cigarettes.
I know when I was a kid and I was smoking, we would go to the bowling alley. I'm saying probably 13, 14, so early 90s. We go to the bowling alley and there was a cigarette machine there.
And it was
$1.75, $2. And that was expensive, we thought, you know. I know when I was 15, I washed dishes and at a restaurant, I made $15 like the night, I guess. A few hours. Yeah, that's probably about right. And I give my mom the money to get, because I was, you know, she let me smoke at 15 because that was like 15. You're like a grown up in my family.
Indeed.
Tattooed, smoke. Not that she wanted me to smoke, but she knew if I smoked, she couldn't be a hypocrite. And
indeed.
I was going to smoke anyway. So it's like $15 for a carton of Marlboro Reds.
Okay.
Back then. Yeah, that was like 1995 or six. Over here, at least, they didn't really go up a lot until 97, 98. Clinton did this big tax thing because I worked at a gas station at the time, and I remember like they went up significantly then, and then they've been going up ever since.
It's we pardon self. They it's about I use rolling tobacco now, but
yeah,
it's about £15 for a box of 20.
For the cigarettes I smoke, L&M's, I feel like they got up with it. They used to be like $5-6, but I feel like they're $7-8 now.
Yeah, it's
one pack. I don't know what that is in pounds, but
I would double it in essence and take a little bit off.
Yeah,
but it's ridiculous. It's
it is.
I can remember I had a conversation with someone who's in their 50s, and they said you could buy Embassy number one in the UK, like in the 70s and 80s, was like the top brand. Like, you know, you could buy a pack of 10 for under £1 in the 80s, not even the 90s, in the 80s.
You know what? I think these are our UK cigarettes. Are Benson Hedges from over there?
Yes.
And so, you know, that's where I get my name, Deluxe. Growing up, you know, it's a stage name, of course.
Yes.
You know, James Deluxe. Yeah, I'm a musician. It's been my stage name since I was 17. And my friend that died 2 years later helped name me it because we were all trying to come up with stage names. And so he's like, take away the E's, D-L-U-X. And originally it was D'LUX, but then the age of internet came couple years later. And it's hard to put an apostrophe anywhere, like in a URL or email. So I dropped it, you know, but originally there was. We were big fans of Oasis in the mid-90s. I mean, we were into punk and all that shit, too, but we loved, like, a lot of see, there was a band here that was kind of considered, even though they're not from Britain, in that vein of music. They got Staten Island Records we were friends with, and they got pretty big. They had a video on MTV like once, I think, you know, and they had a record on Island Records, and they toured with a lot of the other bands, like not Oasis, but probably like Ride.
Okay.
And other bands like that. I can't think of a lot of them off the top of my heads, but you know, the whole band, like Stone Roses.
Yeah.
What else was there? God, Cooler Shaker was one, I think, too. But anyway, so we were into that, the whole scene too. And Oasis smoked Benson and Hedges. And one time, so we would smoke them too, right? And one time at the tobacco store, I found, because back then when I was a kid, I wanted my cigarettes short. Now that I'm old, I want them long. But back then, usually Benson and Hedges were 100s only, right?
Exactly.
We found a box like Dunhill's that were short. And it said Benson and Hedges Deluxe. Benson and Hedges Deluxe. I will look for it later. I what at one point in my life I scanned my old scrapbook, so I have it online, and I'll send you a picture. I
Yeah.
still have the scrapbook here too. I have the original box of cigarettes, like I ripped it off in my
Shit.
scrapbook. So that's where I got the name Deluxe. And then my friends like drop the E's and make it like Deluxe, you know? And it's like,
Yes.
so yeah, I got it from a pack of cigarettes because Oasis.
That is mad. That is, you see it, you, and you know, the Gallagher's, they were doing, the guy,
Yeah.
this, there's someone in America is gonna take a back a pack of cigarettes that we used to smoke.
Yeah. It's just I have to find. I'm like, oh my God, Benny the Hedges shorts. You know, fuck yeah. And we always like those big Dunhill boxes. So like they were like
Yes.
long like that. We thought those were cool too. We smoked Dunhills too.
So Dunhills,
Yeah.
would you have had the red or the blue?
Probably was red full
The
flavor.
reds, yeah.
I probably had blue too, you know. But yeah, my friends were all into that shit. I mean, the band I'm talking about from here is called the Drag. And in
Okay.
1996, they were like, you know, they're already good around here and big around here and already had an album out. But in 96, they got signed to Island, which is a big label.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they put out one album. It's called Satellites Beaming Back at You. It's a really good album. Yeah. They've had a couple of reunions. They had that I think a live stream one like 4 years ago, but the singer was a big a good friend of mine. Well, I mean, he still is. He just moved away. He moved to Atlanta. But an inspiration to me, I'll say, you know, like big time. Yeah. You got like when I don't do it anymore. I fucking need to really bad, but I used to do yoga and he's the one that got me into that and shit.
Come on, you've slipped out of that,
Oh, dude, I would feel so much better. Well, it's like the kids. Then I had kids later on and then, you know,
Do you remember we had this conversation last time?
Oh, I still ain't done it. I need to. I need to
Look,
do
I'm
it.
gonna do it again. Dedicate 5 minutes. That's all you need to do to start
I
with
know.
five.
Yeah. And now I know they got, like, I could do it without guided, but I used to do guided mostly. I used to do 20 minutes a
I was
day.
gonna say you should do 20. Yeah, I remember.
I used to, yeah. But just I'm so stiff all the time. Like, it would help so much.
You know it. You know it. I'm preaching to the choir. You've just got to put the words in and the intent into action.
Yeah, I'll do it one of these
That's what it's about. That's what it's about, sir. So as we wind this down, I know your time is valuable, sir. Fill us in about your, you've been doing a lot of musical. You've been stepping back into your musical lane. What's been going on?
Yes, which is very good. Me and Ed is my, I'll just say, musical partner. We've been playing music together since high school. Mostly, we've been in a few bands apart, but mostly we're usually in bands together. Well, we've been in this band called Cybertooth that we started in 2020, but we haven't played a show yet. Now our bass player is like in a wheelchair, and they're trying to figure out what's wrong with him. And so we still practice, and we've recorded like five songs that are out, but we haven't played a show yet. But I went and met up with Ed at this bar around here on New Year's Eve 2022, and he asked me if I was interested in rejoining Down Tribe, which was a band we were both in the early, well, up 2012, 2013. And it was mostly reggae. It is mostly reggae, but it was
Oh, the
reggae.
reggae band.
Yes.
Yes.
So, you know, and I joined on, even though I'm not a keyboard player, I'm a guitar player, I joined on keyboard then. We played like 3 months that way. And then the bass player and drummer got in a fight and the bass player quit. And I'm like, well, honestly, I can play bass probably better than keyboard. So I
Yeah.
switched to bass and, you know, we did it for about a year. But anyway, you know, long story short, we left and did all a bunch of other shit since then. And this band's been together in different forms since, I don't know, 20 years. So locally. So we rejoined and me on keyboard mostly. I'll play a little guitar probably in the future, but we just did this last year. We just started doing it again. We played like four shows last year, but we did just go to the studio finally and record two songs. One of them is reggae and one's more like rocking just because they just wanted to, like, you know, mix it up a little
Mix it
bit.
up,
Yeah, best of
yes.
both worlds. So yeah, we just put that out. It's called Down Tribe Dark Steady. It's only two songs, but you can find it. Honestly, it's on YouTube, it's on Spotify, it's on iHeartRadio, Pandora, shit, Amazon. I haven't checked Apple Music. It's supposed to be there too.
I
All
would
these
imagine it'll
fucking
be on Apple.
places.
Yeah, it'll be on Apple
Yeah,
as well.
yeah.
Send me one of the links, and again, I'll make sure I put that below in the description.
Well, here, I'm gonna tell you one more thing.
Okay.
This is indefinite, but I've been offered it. You ever see that movie from the 80s? Shit, what's it called? Ghoulies.
Ghoulies. That
Ghoulies,
horror
Newton's
kind of thing.
horror. The front cover of part two is the ghoulie coming out of a toilet.
Yes, that yes, little green yes. Guy. The hand like thing.
They're in a carnival. There's like a little green guy.
Yes.
A little rat looking guy, a little cat looking guy. Well, I know the guy that wrote it just because, you know, I used to cover Hollywood a lot. That's indeed. Mostly what I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, so naturally, if you cover shit for a while, you'll talk to people in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So I became cool with Jeffrey Levy, who's a director. And he's on big, I mean, I say he's not big time, but, you know, he's a
film director, sir.
And writer, yeah.
Yeah.
And he actually directed SFW with Reese Witherspoon in like 94. It's called So Fucking What, SFW. Here's what I remember. It was Reese Witherspoon and maybe Stephen Dorff.
Okay.
And I remember the song Creep from Radiohead's in the background somewhere. It's the best I can remember about it. Like, mm-hmm. I think somebody takes him hostage or what. I don't remember. But he also is the original creator of Ghoulies. He wrote it. Well, he offered me for Down Tribe to write a song for a new reboot of Ghoulies. Yeah. Now they're trying to get Rob Zombie to direct it. I don't know if I'm even supposed to be telling everybody this, but they're trying to get him directed, and but he's on tour to the end of the year, so they won't know for sure, but they're in talks or whatever. Yeah. And yeah, so he wants us to write a song for the new Ghoulies reboot.
That is tremendous news, sir.
Yeah.
And a reboot. I mean, I can see that going well because with the technology we've got now, that type of film.
So many people reboot shit now anyway, so why not? Fuck it.
Exactly. I mean, where's Critters? Come on.
I know. Well, I think they kept going with it and it got more ridiculous over time, but whatever.
More
underground, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing. I'm, you know, trustly that will come to fruition and we can, you know.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man. That'd be awesome. Just to be on. Because here's another thing. Part two, Wasp is on that. They're an 80s metal band. And we're big fans of Wasp. And our old band, Sharklegs, actually opened up for Wasp in 2010 on the Babylon's Burning Tour.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
So Jerry. It's like, oh, man, and Wasp is in one of them. Like, we fucking love Wasp, you know?
Hopefully.
I mean, he's all about. Here's the fucked up thing, too. Out of the blue, I haven't talked to him in a while. Out of the blue in September, I emailed him and I met in the whatever section about the email. It says, how they hanging, you know?
Okay.
He's a musician too, so I've just kind of like back and forth. He sent me some of his old bands, you know, yeah. And I sent them mine. And I just said, how you doing? And I just let him know what I was doing, that I was back in the reggae band again. And I forgot about it. That was September. The other day, I was searching for something about Down Tribe in my emails, and I see a reply from him on that same day in September telling me all this, offering me, yeah. And he's like, hey, get back to me in February. Blah blah blah, and I just saw the email in February. I'm like, actually, we just went to the studio. I missed your email completely. Sorry, man. It just kind of worked weird. So
yeah,
like, good thing it's supposed to work out at least. You
this
know?
Is it. It feels right. It sounds right.
That's what I'm saying. You know.
Yeah.
Hopefully, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and Mr. Deluxe is gonna be a big. musician again. not just locally, sir, but we're gonna be an international musician sensation, yeah. Possibly.
God, touring would suck. I used to tour all the time when I was younger. It takes a lot out of you.
I could, yes, of course it does.
It'd be hard to do without my kids anyway.
I was just about to say the same thing. So
maybe here and there, a weekend here and there.
Indeed. Yeah. You can say, look, I'm at the age now where you've got to be at my beck and call. This is the schedule. Exactly. This is how we're gonna do it.
Yep. Well, you know, being in South Carolina, we can play North Carolina anytime, Georgia anytime, you know. Mm. Even Virginia, it's not too bad. Florida's not too bad getting to, you know.
Well, you'd fly to Florida, I take it, or would you drive?
No, I mean, you can get to, yeah, I feel like it doesn't take that long. I think we got to Disney in 8 hours a few years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's not too bad of a, I mean.
Not too bad. It's a long time. I mean, but I've gotten to Philly in like 8 hours too, so, you know.
My God. For some reason, my geographical knowledge reference driving is poor. So I'm thinking South Carolina to Philly is a day plus is what I'm thinking in my head.
Oh, no. Massachusetts, where I'm from, me and my mom drove back from there a few years back. We got my grandma's car like 2018 or 19. Almost a day.
Okay.
Almost a day. And I stopped off at one of my scriber's house and smoked a blunt with her. And we ate dinner once. But besides that, that's it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, almost a day. But yeah, Philly's not, because because I'm not far from the border of North Carolina, but North Carolina's a big state that takes a while to get through.
Exactly.
Virginia's a big state, takes a while to get through. But Maryland, that's tiny, you know. And then I think Philly's next. I mean, I think Pennsylvania's right up there at that area at least.
Okay.
I just know we drove there on my old band's tour. We drove straight. We were exhausted. We shared enough. We drove straight to Philly, played there.
Damn.
Went somewhere to stay. Then we went to New York. We didn't make it to Boston because traffic was so bad. See, I mean, I guess once you get up there, the traffic can be bad. But yeah. But to be fair, we left late. We were hungover and tired, and we stayed in New Jersey the night. So we didn't get out of town until later. But then we played like Trenton, New Jersey, and then we played Delaware. Yeah.
How was it in Trenton, New Jersey?
Well, we got lost at first. That was kind of scary.
I'm thinking Trenton. Shit.
Dude, well, see, we have friends in Trenton, right? This really cool old rockabilly horror punk band. And we used to play with them all the time down here. They're called the Crypt Keeper 5. And yeah, they're like rockabilly-ish horror punk Crypt Keeper 5. But they were on tour, so they weren't there. So we got lost, and we rented a van for this tour. It was like a week-long tour. We're in a brand new minivan with South Carolina license plates, right? There's 9 people on that tour because we brought some comedy relief, some funny friends, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, seriously, to make us laugh, and a couple of chicks. So we had that van with 7 people in it, and the rented brand new minivan. Then we had this chick that was on tour with us playing keyboards. We had her Scion, and we put all the band equipment in the Scion and 2 people. So if you got sick of fucking everybody, you went and sat in the Scion with just one other person and got away. So, yeah. Yeah, it was scary. We got to the bar, and the dude's like, you're safe here. Just don't cross the railroad tracks. Seriously, something like that. Yeah, it was pretty scary.
But the actual performance was received well.
It was cool. Yeah, there was a cool band there. Really good, like, jamming band. And I love the name of the band. It was Liquor Box. Like lick her box.
Yes, I'm getting it.
Liquor Box. And there was another band with chicks, whatever. I mean, it wasn't like a big giant show or anything. It was a bar show. We probably made gas money, got a buzz, and you know, met some other bands and shit. Just one of those things, you know.
Exactly. Network. Major. Get yourself out there.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how you do it. So
fun in the sun, man. Fun in the sun. Have I got anything else? What's on the horizon? To wind it up, what's on the horizon? Content-wise, sir. And before you can answer that, actually, it's quite synchronistic of sorts. It's taken some time, but you are the person who got me, gave not just me, but a lot of people the information about Mr. Nidegaard. And he's now back in the papers again.
Is he? I haven't covered him in a while. He's a weird motherfucker.
He is.
Like talking about like a Dracula.
The Dracula guy, yeah.
yeah, because if you switch a letter in his name around too, it's like a dragon, I think, with a Y though, but still. Yeah. Talking about eating stem cells and stuff.
Stem cells, and that video's resurfaced again with the those black the women.
Yeah. Remember that one, yeah. I don't know. I haven't heard anything else. I mean, I think I heard something a few months ago, but I don't know what it was. So not the guy that wasn't paying attention, really.
Major news-wise, I'm saying that I think they're just basically highlighting that. Oh, he's like Jeffrey Epstein kind of thing. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Is that just coming to, like, people just realizing that now?
Strangely enough, Jamie, yeah?
you're right. I never, like, think about it. It takes, like, 3 years for people to catch on.
Indeed, for it to get into the main cycle and psyche of people. I mean, here's an excellent example, which I'll bring it more closer to home. There was a scandal within the post office realm. It's a post office system set up very differently to over in America. We have postmasters who are private individuals who will do courses, I guess, or whatever, and who will own a post office and work on behalf of the, you know, the Royal Mail. Now, there was some Fujitsu created some kind of special accounting software, which is bringing up all kind of errors to say that these postmasters are losing money or stealing money. As a result, hundreds, if not 1,000 plus people were made to pay back money, were charged, were investigated. And as a result of that, moving forward, this is over quite some time, a lengthy period, 2008, I think we started. Take some people committed suicide. Some people
Jesus.
had to remortgage houses. All of a sudden now, this is back in the news, and they've created a little documentary about it, and it's all everyone's talking about these poor postal people. You know, they
Yeah.
had to go through all that, but they didn't remember when it was all reported on the news that, oh, there's a scandal, and you know, there's postmasters and this and that, and it's manipulation of the shame and lamestream media. It's people are just being so gullible that they'll just listen to anything and not
I
even
know.
do the knowledge and say, wait a minute, that's terrible. Let me just go into the old pocket computer that I have in my pocket. Let me just Google this or, you know, Yahoo
I
this. And let me see some other
know.
articles so I can form my own opinion. But yeah,
Yeah.
they'll just sit there and regurgitate back. Oh my God, it's terrible about the post office people, the governments. They need to do something about it. Well, you're a bit late, aren't you?
Yeah. Should have listened. At least listen, you know. You don't have to believe
Yes.
everything. Actually, I prefer people don't believe everything. You know?
This is it. This is it. So yes,
Because you
back
gotta
to you then,
look.
sir. Content-wise, what are we been
Ooh,
looking
yeah.
at?
I haven't really been, because like all the books I've been, maybe I need a break. Not that I need a break content wise, but I need inspiration. So I made a few videos recently dealing with a lot of the 80s rock scene, like Janie Lane, Steven Adler from Guns N' Roses, just being like, you know, raped and molested. And I don't know what else, but I've been doing a lot of books about that time period, because that's where I grew up in the 80s. And I got into music young, and I played with a lot of 80s bands, like I was talking about Wasp. And so I listened like a lot of these other books, and so that's what I've been doing. There's a really good book called Nothing But a Good Time, and it just kind of documents that whole time period, you know,
Okay.
of rock and roll and stuff from all different perspectives. I thought that was
Yes.
pretty good. But and I've been listening to a lot of autobiographies. The pandemic has kind of burnt me out,
I can imagine.
but I don't know. I always got my eyes open and my ears
Darting
listening,
around. Yeah.
just
Yeah.
waiting for. Because I have to be inspired. I can't force this, or they won't be any good.
Yes.
You know what I
It
mean?
can't be
So
forced.
now, so I listen to stuff, and you know, when something my ears prick up a little bit, it's and a lot of times it brings me to something else that I heard before or I've
This
seen
is it.
before,
Yeah.
and then that's when the puzzle starts coming together. So
Indeed.
I just do that, and I don't worry about it, because I used to always worry. I'm like, I got to get content out, got to get content out, but I realize that doesn't help either. So
No.
I just always looking, listening, and shit just comes out, you know.
Yes.
So
Yes.
I never, what the 7 years now, I've never prepared for anything. Like, I got to make a video, you know, it just kind of comes to me. So this is
Yeah.
natural. It's natural.
Yes, organic as it should be,
Yeah.
rather than these interesting videos with the wonderful thumbnails, and then you listen to the content, and you're like, have you done any research, or have you just spent all your time creating a very enticing thumbnail with an interesting
You
title? It's like,
know,
come on, give us some meat.
it's weird. I try to make my titles bland. Because, you know, like half the time, the last thing that comes to me, you know, I'm like, oh, I wish I'd name it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Because I want the video to speak for itself. I don't want to say in, like, you know, clickbait. So
Spill it
usually that's
out
how it
for them,
goes.
kind of thing. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So that's how I keep it too. Like, the bland is fine. The video will speak for itself.
100%. I mean, it will be good at some points if you, I mean, because of that, the Vince McMahon saga.
I heard that.
It
I
is.
did. I made a wrestling video years ago. So about,
Exactly. And I think Jamie, I think you need to revisit that and do like an updated one to
Yeah, you never
include.
know. You never know. Maybe, but you
Yes.
know what I can at least do for now? I can find where it's uploaded. I'm not exactly sure, and share it on Twitter. So I'll do that when we get off here.
Yes,
It's been a
100%,
while
because
since I've seen it.
and also people don't know. I mean, I did a live stream on Saturday, and I referenced you and said, look, if you think that Vince McMahon
Yeah.
he's a weirdo. We can go back to the early 80s and we can start going into away from females, and we can start talking about men. We can start talking about young
You
boys
know,
or ring boys. And
what, you know, when I made that video, one of the ring boys ended up committing suicide, because he was like, I haven't watched it in a while. I need to rewatch it. But one of the ring boys that was accusing somebody, I don't remember exactly who was, I'm guessing wrestlers or whatever.
it was the guy, it was Patterson, and it was a black guy. There was three of them who were the main people who were purveying these ring boys.
Okay. Yeah, so this one guy at the end, I don't think he was a kid. I honestly don't remember. I feel like it's off the top of my head, maybe 19 or whatever. But whatever, I need to rewatch it. And he was trying to sue him or whatever. He ended up committing suicide. His brother actually contacted me and thanked me for the video and shit like that. I forget. I
Excellent.
need to. I'm gonna dig for it and I'll share it on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen it too.
It's a long time. I think, to be fair, that was one of the first videos I came across from
Oh
yourself, and
yeah.
that's how I started to blind. What did you call them? Blind
Blind items. I used to cover a lot of those. Yeah.
items. I just
Yeah.
binged on that as well. I was like, my God.
But now, yeah, but you gotta now, yeah, I gotta rethink a lot of those because the guy that was putting them out, I just made a video about it 2 videos ago, is being sued in a court in Florida, and this girl's calling him out, his real name, everything like that, and that. So now it's like, oh, well, who knows now, man? But one thing I can say is he did them for a long time, and me covering Hollywood and it, the little bit of time I did it comparatively, I
Yeah.
had lots of people contact me, so I'm sure people contacted him too. But
Indeed.
yeah, now it's just like, oh shit, yeah,
Yeah.
that one's called blind shit. I called it blind something, blind, but maybe blindsided. Yeah, I called it blindsided. So
Blindsided.
yeah,
I
that came out.
will look for that because I do get your
Yeah.
notifications. You're still doing them to bit you, aren't you? Because
Yes.
I don't think I've had a notification for you, from you in a while, sir. Let me
Yeah.
make sure that I am indeed subscribed. I'll do that back office, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So look, watch that when you get a chance. That's pretty fucked up.
Definitely.
I'll look for the wrestler one. I'll share that and I'll send you the picture of the Benton and Hedges that I
Muchas
got my name from.
gracias.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it. The genesis of Jamie Deluxe.
It's, well, of course, it includes cigarettes.
I cuss a
Yeah.
lot. What's the intro again? See the intro.
The end of a warning. I chain smoke and say fuck a lot. I forget it now, but warning. I chain smoke and say fuck a lot. But I accept myself for the way I am, and I accept you too. I don't. That's all. I feel like I'm
That's
missing
it.
something.
That's
Was that
the
everything?
one.
I
With
made that
the
so
little
long
sock
ago.
puppy.
Yeah, you know what? I don't remember a Chappelle show or any of those shows that would come on. At the end, they would always have like something like have a good night or something like little clips like that. That's what that
Yes.
is. That's just
Yes.
me, like I'll just say something dumb and put it at the end. Thank you, whatever. Or good dog or whatever, Sit Ubu sit, good dog. Whatever
Yeah.
that is. That's all it is. I don't know what it is. It's just me being dumb.
It's you?
So
No, this is you. This is what this is classic Jamie. This is
yeah.
what you get when you click on and you start to delve down those rabbit holes, man. You're doing the works, man. You're doing the works, and obviously it's good that you're taking time for self and you're waiting on indeed
Yeah.
the inspiration to then put out said content. So continue to beat the path on the journey that you're on, and the keys to victory,
That's weird. Just,
health-wise, are there for you,
oh
sir.
yeah, I know. I know. I gotta get a little more help here. But it is where you said beat the path and the keys, because I'm gonna beat that keyboard in like an hour and a
Exactly.
half.
I
So
dropped that in nicely, didn't I?
yeah. Yep. We got a few shows coming up, so yes.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thanks for having me again. Good to finally see you, even though you're gonna
Indeed,
edit
indeed,
that out.
sir. Wonderful. Make sure, guys, if this is the first time you're seeing Jamie, the links will be below in the description. Check them all out. A wealth of content. Like, comment, subscribe, share, tell a friend to tell a friend. We are out of here.